You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome back to the Music Interval Theory Podcast. I'm your host Frank, and today we're pulling back the curtain on the music business, specifically around the topic of music rights and publishing. This is crucial for anyone working in the industry, whether you're just starting out or you're navigating the complexities of contracts with big studios. When it comes to working with large studios, the reality is pretty straightforward. You typically won't retain your publishing rights. That's right, they often take 100% of the publishing, leaving you with just the writer's share. And once you hand over your music, it's theirs to use exclusively forever. The classic work-for-hire agreement. But here's where it gets interesting. What about the smaller clients or those who are less established in the industry? Some of these clients might try to mimic big studio contracts without really understanding what they entail. They think they need all the rights because, well, that's just how things are done, right? This is where knowledge and communication come into play. We've encountered clients who wanted all the rights, but didn't even have a process in place for what to do with the music after getting those rights. They didn't have a publishing company set up or any idea how to manage the music rights they were so eager to own. So, what did we do? We saw this as an educational opportunity. We proposed keeping the publishing ourselves while helping them set up their own publishing entity, making them a co-publisher. This way, they received 25% of the royalties and we retained the rest of it. Not only did this arrangement serve our interests, but it also taught the client how to better handle rights in the future. And guess what? These clients remembered us, not just for the music, but for guiding them through the maze of music publishing. Many came back to us for future projects because we helped them understand and grow their business. But let's contrast that with the big studios again. There's usually no room for negotiation with them. They've got their contracts set in stone, and you either take it or leave it. They have the infrastructure and processes in place to efficiently manage rights and get productions moving quickly. This dynamic illustrates a critical aspect of our industry, the importance of understanding the business side of music. Whether you're dealing with a giant studio or a smaller client, knowing how to navigate these waters can make a significant difference in your career. Before we wrap up, let's quickly summarize the key takeaways for us music creators. Understand studio contracts. With big studios, you're usually signing away your publishing rights under work-for-hire agreements. Accept it, but know what you're giving up. Educate smaller clients. Smaller clients might ask for all rights out of habit, not necessity. Use this as an opportunity to educate them and propose alternative arrangements that benefit both sides. Propose win-win solutions. If possible, retain publishing rights while helping clients set up their own co-publishing entities. This builds trust and lasting professional relationships. Be business savvy. Whether negotiating with big or small players, knowing your rights and being clear on terms can protect your interest and enhance your reputation in the industry. And lastly, invest in relationships. Clients remember the professionals who guide them through these complexities, making them more likely to return for future projects. Remember, understanding the business side of music is just as critical as honing your craft. A strong grasp of music rights and publishing can open doors to better opportunities and more sustainable success. That's it for today's episode. In the music business, it's not just about creating, it's also about advocating for yourself and making informed decisions. Until next time, keep playing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep negotiating. This was Frank. Best, always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.